Who are you? Well, recently I did a post, you know, the whole thing about identifying. I said, if somebody asked me how I identify, I identify as a child of the living God, creator of the universe. I think many of you would agree. But I would like to add a few points. We often think about how that is for us, how we gain the Holy Spirit, how we then are called to love one another and love others. I want to emphasize another part of who we are today. We, the church, are God's governing body on the earth. We have been given legal power and authority from heaven. Do you remember the prodigal son? When the son came back, what did the father do? Well, he threw him a big party, but he also gave him the signet ring. You know what signet rings are for? They're for verifying, validating laws, validating decrees. They have the power of the king or whatever authority. Despite his being a little off for a long time, the son got the authority of the father. Likewise, we have the authority of the father.
Yes.
Here on earth. We are God's ambassadors and spokespeople over the earth. Through the power of God, we are world influencers. Because of our covenant with God, we are equipped and delegated by Him to destroy every attempted advance of the enemy. You remember Jesus sent out the 70. 70? Not 72? 70? 70. What did he tell them all to take? Not much, just what you're wearing. What did they say when they got back? They healed. They delivered. Even demons responded to the authority that God had given them. Well, that's us. We are His disciples. We have that authority. Now, we need to remember that, well, I believe we need to learn about reigning in decree, declaration, prayer. Not just prayer, but to decree and declare. To come against, come for the love, for loving people, healing people, come against the powers and principalities that are trying, that are always trying to upend God and His plans. We are the ones that He has given the ring to come against the principalities and the powers. And I emphasize, our battle is not against flesh and blood. But, well, I'll say this, that one of the things that rankles me is how often, and I'll put this in context, a lot of times, well, we say God is still in control, which is our excuse for not taking up the battle. Now, it's also the reason that we should take up the battle, because we can't lose. Because God is on the throne. We can't lose. So let me encourage you all to begin in your steps to step out and recognize your authority and practice exercising it. Now, some of you may make a declaration, make a decree, and wow, it happens. Some people, it may take some practice, so I'm not putting any pressure here. But unless we step out, we're not in the battle. And I believe that we, as a church, universal, are in the midst of one of the greatest battles in the history of the world. We're called to take part in that battle. And as we've been studying in the book of Joshua, after the battles, those who fought in those battles got the spoils. It's going to be really bothersome if the battle is done and we see the victory and we realize we weren't in it. So again, I encourage you to consider prayerfully how to take authority as God has given us the power to do. Use the ring. No, this isn't Green Lantern. This is God.